Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart.
The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves His people and He cares about us greatly. He thinks of everything, and nothing is unnoticed with God. All of His plans, all of His guidance, all of His word has our best interest at heart. We're going to adore all the things that God has in place for us. The way He helped us out, the way He helped us see, the way He was patient. The Lord greatly desires to come and get His people. I can sense that from Him. But He has people that He's working with. He's leaving the 99 to get the one. But understand, the Lord can return today. It's been days. The Lord, he talked to me about how there are people that He wants to save. He came right then, you know, some days ago. He would have had to leave some. And people, there are so many false doctrines out there. People are teaching people that they're all right with God and they're not. And you're right with God when you love Him and do His word. When you love Him and do His word, you're operating according to the knowledge of love. The word of God is the knowledge of love. Love has knowledge. Love is not stupid. The world views love as being stupid. When people walk in love with people in the world, worldly people, the enemy, they're the ones that are stupid. They're duped. The enemy gets them to perceive a loving person as being simple, stupid. But they're the ones being duped. The word of God, my friend, is the knowledge of love. And some people embrace the love of God and they do the love of God. And they hate the opposite of love. Not just not like it, they hate it. They hate hatred. They hate the things that tear life down. See, God, when God made the world and earth in the first place, when He made man in the first place, because He restored the earth for us, when He made man in the first place and gave him a kingdom here, gave him a dominion here, everything was in place. There was nothing lacking in anything that He desired. He had to access it. He had to make it. The animals would help Him. He had forever to do it. He was going to make His mission was to make the whole earth look like the garden. There was nothing lacking. There were no problems. But when He ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, there was an act, a deliberate act of defiance against God in seed form. And that's where all of our problems originated from. That's why every evil thing that happens originated with Satan. And it's other people's false desires along the way, but it originated with Satan himself. Speaking through a serpent, deceiving a man that God made in His image. So now we have many problems because of that one seed of hatred. Because it takes a small amount, a leaven of hatred, to exit the kingdom of God. And people do it. And they don't stop. Now, in this life, there are so many problems that occur because people love this world and they won't let go. And they're trapped by the world system. The false desires is the bait, and the satisfaction in those desires is the hook. Satan baits and hooks people out there in the world. And it most of the time it starts in seed form. And there are people that Satan don't have to tempt because they love the world. He just has to regulate people that love the world, that already love the world. He doesn't have to leverage them. He don't have to tempt them. They're all involved. And they don't have a clue that they're about to be destroyed with their lack of knowledge. And they already judge. People say, "You judge me." You already judge. The Word of God did that. It takes love and it takes faith to exit the world. And it takes love and it takes faith. And it also takes trust to proceed in life. But it always takes faith to remain in the love of God. And if you're in the love of God, you can do anything. That you're not limited. You can do what God does. You received His love. See, His love is a healing process all of itself. The salvation we believe that we received through Jesus Christ, His blood washed our sins away, took away the sin of the world. And He gave us an open door, an invitation. And all we have to do is receive. We receive the kingdom of God. We don't work for it, we receive it. But when we receive salvation, our healing process begins in us. And it ever develops as we walk in love. Love activates everything, all of your hidden talents. Love activates your talent. It's been proven. Children that grow up in a loving home, they're more apt to complete what they do. You know, their talents of whatever God has given them, their abilities are increased in an atmosphere of love and counsel. They finish college. They have careers. And some of the most brilliant minds are being destroyed by drugs, by gangs, by being leveraged in the world, by tasting the worldly things. And it leavens them. It leverages them against God. And the best creative abilities are suppressed in them. But when you believe on Jesus Christ, everything is awakened. And the process of love starts to awaken the great things that God already put there. And as we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, things that God put in place are awakened. The Word of God enhances us to operate like God. Not only that, God will guide us in all truth and help us go forward. As we trust Him, and that's something that people refuse to do. They use that. They can operate by faith but not trust. And that's what Israel did. They operated by faith. They did what Moses said do. And they did what Joshua said do. But they never learned to trust God as a whole, only a remnant. And I thank God for the remnant. The remnant is the only reason things are still proceeding. There are people out there that will not give in to darkness. They always break through the darkness. They break through. The remnant are the ones that God is going to rapture. They've been doing what they should have been doing all along. And they've been getting people on board, turning from evil. And only people who turn from evil can help people turn from evil. But people who compromise, they can't help people turn from evil. They're compromised. Their fruit is compromised. A good fruit cannot bear evil fruit, and an evil tree can't bear good fruit. If a tree produces poisonous fruit, it cannot produce fruit that's not poisonous. There are herbs and there are trees that produce fruit that if you eat it, you will die or you will get very sick. And it cannot produce fruit that will help you. But a good tree, a pear tree, an apple tree, a good tree will produce fruit that will aid you in life and bless you and heal you. only people who love God can produce people who love God. And only people who, and those who love the world produce people that love the world. Parents that love the world produce children that love the world. But guess what? The child has a will. And their friend may be saved, or one of their teachers, or they may go to church and hear a sermon and receive the word, and they'll break through the darkness of their parent. And then there are people that were raised in an atheist home, a Muslim home, some foreign religion that won't work. All religions, and hear me good, I mean it, I'm not gonna apologize. Every religion that don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and King is a lie, and it won't work. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, and the only way you'll get there is through Jesus Christ. The only way I get there is through Jesus Christ. And nobody goes to heaven except through Jesus Christ. And with that being said and understood, everything else is a lie, a ball-based lie. It's evil fruit. And if you eat it, you die. You believe it, you die. You receive it, you die. But when you believe the truth of God's word, you live. It doesn't get any plainer than that. And you've got one chance to try out whatever you believe. Because whatever you believe, that's what you're going to do. And those who have been taught wrong and been taught evil things, they can break through it. We can break through. We can break through. Some people, they're determined to do right in their marriage, but their spouse act like they're crazy. And they cheat on them, or they're abusive, or they don't encourage them, and they work against the marriage some kind of way. But they continue in the love of God and won't budge. They broke through their evil marriage by doing it God's way, by speaking God's words. But those who love the world, they don't do that. They're attached to the world and they won't come out. Unless they receive the love of God and the living life of God, then they break through. But people, there's darkness out there, but sometimes people don't break through and sometimes they do. But the people who break through, my friend, they're the ones that God is going to take home. And they'll avoid the foolishness of this world. The rapture is a reward for those who break through. There are children who love God. Their parents may not love God, and their friends may not love God, but they got a hope to the living love of God. And when the Lord does the rapture, because they broke through and they stayed in the love of God, and wouldn't let anything turn them away, they break through. In the Columbine shooting, when the boy put a gun to he threatened the girl with death and told her to renounce Jesus. See, he's full of the devil and witchcraft. That girl honored Jesus, and he shot her. She broke through. She didn't die. Her body did, but she's alive in Christ. So there is martyrdom faith. Some people don't have martyrdom faith. But if you love God, you got it. Either you love him or you don't. Some people won't take the, they don't receive the evil ways of this world. They don't do it Satan's way. They do it God's way. And they love God and they keep his commandments and they love him and they're true in their heart. Because no matter what happens, they break through. They may have started off when they were in the world, they were worldly. But when they got a hold to the living love of God, the process of life continued in them. It ever continues, and people grow. The life of God in you enables you to grow. And if you love God, the more you love God, the more you grow. That's just the way it is. And the things that you once loved in the world, you now hate. See, it's not enough just to love God. You got to also hate the world. You have to, the world is something that you got to reject. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was there so Adam could reject it. It represents everything you got to reject. You got to the temptations is there to kill you, so you reject it. There are things that you just can't have ever, and you got to reject it. Like somebody else's wife. She might be pretty. She might be talented. She might be comfortable to talk to. But she's somebody else's wife, so you got to reject her in that sense. And not process her as your wife. Somebody else's car, you can't have it. You got to reject it. The thought of having that car, you reject it. It's, you're good. You don't need it because you got a car. And you can buy one just like it if you want. But you can't have that one. There are many things you just can't have. There are boundaries in the love of God. There's a bondage side to love. Some things you just can't do. Some people love God, but they also want everything they see, and you just can't have it. And you don't have to worry about it. There's a way to be content without having what you can't have. And sin tells you can have it anyway, but you're going to die. The process of death start working, and you every time you choose make an evil choice and act on it, that's the process of death, and it interferes with the living love of God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life, and I thank God for all who break through. Satan can't stop the remnant who breaks through. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.